Hello, and welcome to Walking Movies. I'm Nick, and yeah, you know the drill. So today, I'm off to see Creed 3. As you can guess, the third film in the Creed franchise, spin-off from the Rocky film franchise. And in preparation for this, I watched Creed 2 because I'd never got around to seeing it for some reason. I didn't see Creed until once it came home, I saw it on TV. I never saw it at the cinema, but I liked it, and I didn't see Creed 2 for, I'm not sure why, actually, but I rewatched that the other day, and it was pretty good. It's not as good as I thought Creed was. Different director, but it was good. I mean, if you like these films, these kind of films, they're still enjoyable enough. Still better than some of the Rocky entries, but it wasn't quite as good. But Creed 3 has got Jonathan Majors, who we recently saw in Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania, and it's quite a year for him. So I was interested to see this one. Well, I am, because I'm going to see it now. I believe this is the first one without Rocky Balboa in it. Most of the other cast are back. And yeah, Tessa Thompson's in it. She's in these films. Felicia Rashid. So, most of the cast, but obviously with Jonathan Majors as a ghost from his past. So, yeah, I'm hoping that this will be good. As long as it's better than Creed 2, it's a win. It's directed by Michael B. Jordan as well, so that's interesting. So, yeah, that's it. Short intro for this one. But I'll let you know what I thought after this bit of music. So, I have seen Creed 3, but before I talk about the film, I didn't realise how packed March was. It's insane. I mean, I was supposed to see Cocaine Bear last week, which came out at the end of Feb. And I'm hopefully going to see it in the next few days. But March, we've got Creed 3. We've got Shazam. We've got, I think it's called Ryan Lane. I really want to see, but I'm going to get a chance to see that as well. And then John Wick. Oh, and Scream 6 coming out in a few days' time. So March is stacked. And then April, you've got Mario, Dungeons & Dragons. Blimey. Summer season's already here, guys. The big hitters are coming out already. And speaking of big hitters, Creed 3. So, what did I think of Creed 3? Well, I enjoyed it a lot. I don't think it's on par with the first Creed. I do think it's better than the second overall. But there were things I didn't like, I wasn't quite as keen on. I mean, if you like these films, go and see it, because it's great. It's the first time I've ever seen a Rocky or a Creed film on a big screen. And it does look good. It looks like a big spectacle. So, I regret not seeing earlier entries. This one was filmed for IMAX. I didn't see it in IMAX. I just saw it on the big screen. And it was very good. But I'm sure in IMAX it would be very impressive as well. Performances are all great. Jonathan Majors is, as you expect, just, you know, really good in the role. Really, you really feel the menace with him. But everyone's good. I speak about him more because he's the new addition to the cast, but everyone is good. There's some nice callbacks to other entries in the franchise, but it stands up on its own. But, you know, it does a good job. It does what you want it to do. It entertains. But, you know, how much you will enjoy it is dependent on how you feel about films like this. There were a few times I was kind of grimacing a bit. It was a bit full on, but that's the intention, right? So, a good job overall. What would I give it? That's what I've been pondering. I think, I looked on Letterboxd the other day, I gave the first Creed, I think, 8 out of 10. Or 4 out of 5 stars. And I gave Creed 2 a 7. I think I'm going to have to give this one a 7 as well. Solid, good, entertaining. Felt a little pacey at times. Like, it seems a really packed first hour and then kind of dragged a little bit for me. But enjoyable enough. And if this is a genre you like, then I absolutely recommend it. I think you'll enjoy it. And I'm glad I saw it. So, yeah. So, I am going to once again do some spoilers after the music. But thank you for listening. If you want to hear the spoilers, stick around till the end. And if not, remember, as always, that Flynn lives. And fuck the Tories. Okay, so you're back. You want to hear some spoilers. So, I was correct. It is the first one without Rocky Balboa in it. Which is good and bad. You know, I think it's nice to have the kind of crossover still. The anchor or hook that, you know, keeps the two film series in the same world, so I did miss him a little, but not too much. Like, it was fine. And I think at the same time, it's also probably time to allow these films to be their own thing, lose that Rocky tie. So I'm contradicting myself, but it's a tough one because I do like the connection, but also with three films in, it's its own franchise now. It needs to be its own thing. So there's that. What I didn't like the most was this choice by Michael B. Jordan, who, fair play, first film he's directed, and he has done a great job. But I wasn't over keen on the fight between Creed and Dame that is the finale of the film, when it went into the inner sanctum. I guess that's what he was trying to do. You know, he took everyone out of the film except the two of them and the ring. There was no ref, no crowd, just them two fighting in the darkness. And it just didn't feel, it felt off. It didn't feel like in keeping with the film series, didn't keep in, you know, in like what they've done in Rocky films before. It just felt a little bit out of place, and it was a very stylized choice, but just throwing it in there because of the drama of the two childhood friends, now enemies. Yeah, I wasn't keen on it. Be interesting to see what other people think of it, but for me, I thought it was a bit style over substance and didn't really need to be there. I thought it kind of brought it down a little bit, but not too much. I also felt that, considering the whole film is about, you know, he's retired and he's coming out of retirement to fight this unstoppable monster. I felt that their fight actually lacked as much drama as they could have been. I thought it was far too safe. I didn't feel, considering how dangerous Dane was, I didn't actually feel that it was ever really in doubt what the result was going to be. And that's a problem. Because going into this film, I heard that they'd greenlit Creed 4 already. So I'd kind of thought, oh, maybe this guy is going to win the belts off him. And Creed 4 will be like the rematch like Rocky and Rocky 2 did. And that wasn't the case. Which is fine. Like, I'm not saying that was necessarily the right way to go, but I just felt that the fight between the two of them didn't feel as tense as it could have done. There was a lot at stake, but the fight itself seemed like there wasn't, which is weird. But that's the biggest complaint I've got about that fight, other than the bit I've already mentioned. So it was good, it was really good, but that's what stopped it being great for me. So be interested to see what you think once you've seen Creed 3. Let me know, contact me on socials. I don't know if you can do it on Letterboxd, but by all means, if you can, but you can contact me on Twitter or whatever. And yeah, that'll do for this episode. That's all I've got to say about Creed 3. I will see you very soon for another review. Until then, ta-ta.